Hey, everybody. Thanks for catching our last holiday party episode. That was a lot of fun. We've received some great feedback. So I just wanted to give you a little snippet of the rest of that episode, which you can find on Patreon, of course. But here you get a little snippet, a little sneak peek of what that episode entails. Before I do that, however, I do want to tell you about our next full episode. It is all about the 2016 Mexican film called The Untamed, directed by Amat Escalante. I'll give you a quick synopsis. This is from Letterboxd. So, desperate to flee but consumed by fear, Alejandra, a young mother and working housewife, is trapped in a violent and unsatisfying relationship with her husband, Angel. She leans on her brother, Fabian, for support, but he has secrets of his own. All of their lives are turned upside down by the arrival of the mysterious Veronica. She convinces them that in the nearby woods, inside an isolated cabin, dwells something not of this world that could be the answer to all of their problems. Something whose force they cannot resist and with whom they must make peace or suffer its wrath. I've never seen this film. Matt really wants to talk about this movie, as he called it a tentacled space sex monster. So should be a good time. Check it out between now and then, and we look forward to hearing from you. So anyways, here you go with your little Patreon preview. Thanks, all. Stay campy. Last night I caught Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio movie. Have either of you seen that yet?
Not yet.
No, how was it? Yeah.
It was loaded with not only imagination, but that trademark Guillermo del Toro themes of religion and violence and isolation, but packaged in a kid's movie. So, yeah, it was great. I thought it was my type of children's movie where there is a lot of fear, but also love and imagination. So, yeah, I thought it was a good, really, really well-made movie.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting. That's one of those, like, timeless stories, too, that, you know, there's a billion versions of it, but it seems like there's a billion different interesting ways to potentially tackle that, too. So, yeah, that is one I'm interested in seeing. So I'll definitely have to check that out. It's on Netflix, I believe, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I would like to see that soon, too. I feel like that movie's not really being marketed very much. Like, I kind of forgot that it was coming out and only remembered that it was because, you know, a couple of friends have talked about it. But, like, I feel like, and maybe this is a problem with Netflix in general, but, like, I feel like they're not really promoting it all that much, you know? It's too bad.
Well, yeah, so that's funny because I've caught a bunch of Del Toro interviews on shows and stuff. But, Matt, to your point, last night I sat down. I was like, I'm going to look for Pinocchio. Surely it'll be, like, the first thing I see on Netflix. Not only was it not, but I had to go hunting for it. I had to go search for it. And I was like, what? This should be front and center on their queue.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, huh. If they're... Oh, sorry, Frank. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, if Netflix is going to pay all that money to, like, produce movies from, like, really great filmmakers... Why do they... It seemed like they're, like, shooting themselves in the foot by, like, not doing the work to promote it and, like, get the word out, you know? And maybe give it, like, a brief theatrical release. Like, I know they did that with, like, Glass Onion and maybe a couple other movies. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I've heard, like, nothing at all about Del Toro's Pinocchio. Because there was another version of Pinocchio that came out earlier this year, right? I feel like I remember that.
Yes, the much-maligned Disney live-action remake.
Yeah.
Where Tom Hanks plays Geppetto. And from what I've seen, it's just Tom Hanks being a crazy old man in just a world of CGI. So it just seems really vapid to me and hollow. And it did not get good reviews from either audiences or critics.
Yeah, to be fair, I haven't seen any of those you know, Disney movies they've been doing recently where they're like remaking their animated classics in live action. But they seem like, of all movies ever made, they seem to me like the movies that are most obviously made, like, only to make money and, like, for absolutely no other reason. Like, I don't know, just, like, what is the point of those movies? Like, why not just re-release the animated movies in theaters or something? I don't know.
Right, especially because they have so much CGI, like, they're sort of still animated. Like, I don't know if you can really call them live-action movies, because they're, like, 80% CGI.